Welcome to the Horse On Audio, where trusted equine health information comes to you wherever you are. We're bringing you some of our most popular articles in audio format so you can stay up to date on the latest in horse care, veterinary research, and management tips. Let's dive into today's article.
This article is titled, How to Keep Your Horse Safe on the 4th of July. It was written by Wendy Krebs, DVM, and was posted on July 1st, 2022. This magazine article has been transformed for your listening pleasure using AI resources. Question: My new horse and fireworks don't seem to mix. A local display spooked him on New Year's Eve, and now I'm worried about how he'll react to next week's 4th of July fireworks. Do you have any tips on how I can prepare in advance to manage him? Answer: 4th of July fireworks shows are an exciting highlight for many of us humans, but can definitely be more of a low light for some of our equine friends. If you know your horse has a history of fearful behavior in relation to fireworks, prepare in advance by talking to your veterinarian about whether ACE promazine, often referred to as ACE, might be a reasonable sedative slash anxiety reliever for your horse. ACE promazine can be administered orally or by injection, but remember, it has only mild sedative effects and must be given at least 20 to 30 minutes in advance. Waiting until your horse is panicked and then giving ACE promazine will likely have very little effect, unfortunately. Some herbal supplements, especially those containing valerian and/or magnesium, offer some calming effects, but it's best to start them a few days in advance so levels can build up. And if you're actively competing this summer, remember that these supplements might include prohibited substances in show horses. Being stalled inside the barn also can help reduce the impact of noise on your horse, but it's not a good idea to take a horse unused to being stalled inside in for the 4th of July night only. If you think this might be necessary to stall your horse, it's best to get him used to being inside at night at least a few days in advance so they're not panicky about a change in routine. Also, avoid separating your horse from their herd unless they are accustomed to separation. Almost all horses do better with a buddy. Make certain your stall is safe with no sharp corners or edges or other hazards your horse could injure himself on if he starts to spin or pace. A slow feeder or other tasty treat might help divert your horse's attention. Calming classical music on the barn radio at a moderate volume can also help drown out the firework booms. Some horses also tolerate earplugs, small foam balls that fit into ear canal. Well, and they help reduce loud noises without totally eliminating all hearing. But again, don't wait until the 4th of July to try them out.
Want to become a better horse owner or barn manager? The Stable Management Podcast delivers expert advice on horse health, emergency preparedness, and everyday facility management. Join top veterinarians and industry professionals as they tackle the questions horse people face every day. Stable Management Podcast episodes are available wherever you listen to podcasts.